ज्ञानेन कृतदज्ञानं येषां नाशितमात्मनः तेषामादित्यवज्ञानं प्रकाशयति तत्परम्। भगवद्गीता 5th चैप्टर 16th वर्स। ज्ञानेन तु तद् अज्ञानं, ज्ञानेन बाय ज्ञान बाय नॉलेज, तद् अज्ञानं दैट इग्नोरेंस, द इग्नोरेंस हैज बीन रेफर्ड टू द प्रीवियस वर्स, विल कम टू दैट। बाय नॉलेज दैट इग्नोरेंस इज येषां नाशितमात्मनः, दैट नॉलेज इज डिस्ट्रॉयड। Who's that? By knowledge, that ignorance is destroyed. Whose ignorance? Atmanaha, of the soul. Tesham adityavaj jnanam, and that knowledge is adityavaj. Aditya is the sun. So that knowledge is like the sun. Adityavaj jnanam. Knowledge is like the sun, which illumines like the sun. Prakashayati tatparam. Prakashayati, it illumines. Tatparam, that transcendental reality, that truth. So essentially, Krishna is talking here about how knowledge illumines us. And it illumines like the sun and destroys darkness. Tatparam, that spiritual truth. And Krishna will elaborate on that tat. In the next verse, how he says that we should fix tat buddhaya tadatmanas, should invest our consciousness in that absolute truth. So here, the transformational role of knowledge in the seeker's life is stressed. A famous Vedic aphorism says, tamasoma jyotirgama, go from darkness to light. So, this refers not really in a physical terms of going from a dark place to a place of light, but it refers to to moving our consciousness internally from the state of ignorance, which creates a situation like darkness inside us, to the situation of knowledge, the state of knowledge which creates light around us. Just as when we are externally in dark, we don't know where we should go. Where is a wall? Where is a ditch? Where is a trap? Where is the way? We can't figure out anything when the things are dark around us. Similarly, when our inner world is filled with ignorance, then we don't know which desires of ours to choose and which desires to reject, what to do and what to not do. We can't perceive when there is darkness in the inner territory of our consciousness. Suppose there is a war, and on the war field there is darkness. Now both soldiers, both the two armies are facing each other and fighting. In the darkness, the soldiers can't make out whether the person coming near me is an ally or is an enemy. And thinking that someone is an ally, I may embrace someone and that person may put a knife in my belly. So, to prevent that from happening, we need light. So, in general, to avoid this kind of mistakes and betrayals in ethical, when war was fought according to war codes, then in the past the warriors would stop fighting in the night. Soldiers would stop fighting. That's what happened in the Mahabharata war most of the days. And that's what made Ashwatthama's killing Pandava's children and others when they were asleep in the darkness of the night so reprehensible. So anyway, the point is that just as we might mistake enemies to be friends in the dark, similarly, when our consciousness is pervaded by the darkness of ignorance, then we mistake inimical desires to be amicable desires. We mistake the desires that are going to hurt us to be the desires that will help us. The desire that will cause us misery, we think that those are the desires that will bring us happiness. So we embrace our enemies unwittingly. So the soul, under the influence of ignorance, thinks that manipulating and controlling matter will lead to happiness. And with this conception, the soul strives to control matter more and more according to one's pet schemes. And in that process, even if the soul succeeds in controlling matter for some time, the very intention of control makes the soul attached to matter and thereby controlled by matter. So our real happiness and our real life are separate from matter in loving reciprocation with Krishna at the spiritual level. And the desire to love and serve Krishna, or even if we don't know about Krishna, as is the stage here in the Bhagavad Gita's flow, even that the understanding that I am a soul and liberation is possible for me with lasting happiness at the spiritual level. So the desire for realizing spiritual reality, that desire is a benevolent desire, is a good desire, is a friendly desire, where the desire to manipulate and enjoy matter is a dangerous desire. But under the influence of ignorance and the darkness it causes within us, we mistake the desire that cause bondage and misery with to be the desires that will give freedom and happiness. And in this way, the soul becomes bound. So,
the previous verse says,
Ajnanena avritam jnanam tena mohiyanti jantavaha. It is because of ajnana, it is because of ignorance that the soul becomes bound. And the soul acts in illusion. The ignorance puts ajnana causes mohiyanti. Ignorance causes illusion. And then under illusion, when the soul acts, when the soul becomes bound. So now Krishna is saying that when we acquire spiritual knowledge, then our inner terrain becomes illumined as if a sun has risen over there. And just as when the sun rises, there's light and brightness everywhere, and there is clear vision. Similarly, we can see clearly that, oh, these desires are my enemies, these are my friends. So we see how acting without selfish intent, is the pathway to liberation, and acting for self-centered bodily enjoyment is the pathway to bondage. And beyond that, tatparam, we see the spiritual truth. So this verse marks a transition of the yogi from Atma Gyan to Paramatma Gyan. So by the acquisition of knowledge, by consistently practicing Karma Yoga, the yogi eventually comes to the level of Tatparam, Prakashyati Tatparam, starts perceiving the spiritual truth, the absolute truth, that is ultimately Krishna. And when we come to know Krishna, then there is liberation. So that till now the yogi's focus has been on purifying oneself, on realizing that I am the soul, on meditating that I am the soul and I shouldn't be bound to material existence. But this Prakashyati Tatparam, this verse marks a transition where the yogi starts focusing the hereafter, after having seen the spiritual truth, that absolute truth, the super soul in the heart, the yogi focuses on that. That will mention Tat Buddhaya Sadatmanas. And by this focus, the Chantya Punaravrittim, one moves straight on the path to liberation. So, knowledge illumines our inner territory, shows us helps us identify who are our friends and who are our enemies correctly, and reveals the absolute truth by meditating on whom we attain liberation. This is the glorious knowledge that awaits spiritual seekers. And as we move forward in the Bhagavad Gita, the highest such knowledge, and the easiest, the highest such knowledge, it will be explained that the highest such knowledge is the knowledge of Krishna, and such knowledge is most easily acquired through Bhakti Yoga. And that will be revealed in the later parts of the Gita. But here, suffice it to say that, here Krishna talks about how, by acting with detachment, as was mentioned in Sarva Karmani Manasa, Sanyasyaste Sukham Vashi, that by renouncing work mentally and acting with detachment, one progresses, attains knowledge, and then that knowledge, which enables us to pursue the super soul, becomes the pathway to liberation. Thank you.